Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Saturday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, we are grateful to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. Thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you listen to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. We want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at an email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN @gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Glory be to God. So we're grateful for another blessed day. Tonight, Saturday, the full gospel message with Brother Eddie Lee and the sisters will be joining them. And as we await for my brother to come on, I want to once again thank God for all you've been listening to us on the broadcast. I'm truly grateful for the Lord for such an opportunity he's given us to spread his word and for all the ears that you have tuned in to the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. So once again, may the Lord bless you, your families, and your loved ones. In Jesus' name, all you that is seeking the Lord, I pray that you find him. And whatever you're seeking him about, I pray that your answers will be revealed to you as it leads you on the straight path. Amen. So glory be to God. And on this blessed day, and actually it's a cool day here in Mississippi. I mean, wow. I mean, but, you know, I admit they had said it two or three days before about it getting down to the 40s. So, you know, come in like it is, you know. When you're used to all the heat and real hot stuff like that, you know, sometimes when it the cool air come in, drop down on you, you know, it kind of, you know, sometimes some is a little shocking, but thank God for some coolness. Yeah, because, you know, we had a lot of heat, you know, especially these past summers. You know, heat's been pretty high up there. So, you know, we're getting some cool air now, possibly kill off some of these bugs, you know. Amen. Glory to God. So I'm going to pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
Another wonderful day. And we are blessed by our Lord. So grateful to hear your voice and come together again in declaration, proclamation, and testifying of the great event about our Lord Jesus and his work upon the man upon the earth and his second coming and his works concerning this end time. So we're grateful for the end time work that you're doing with the help of the Lord on the Talk Block Radio. Mostly we are grateful for you had persistence and diligence dedicated to the cause of the kingdom of God. And then you're coming on 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, Talk Block Radio, so everyone can get a more than a bird eye view of what's coming to pass in these last days from the scripture point of view. We are thankful for God for your diligence, your commitment, and your dedication, and your fighting, and your struggle, and your hanging tough. So,
amen.
For you. Yeah.
Thank God for the opportunity you've given, and we have an hour broadcast tonight. I had to use an hour of it earlier. Actually, I went from 5:30 to 6:30, so thank God for the opportunity,
amen,
brother.
We're grateful to you, brother. Your diligence is inspiring. helpful because not too many people are willing to pay the price to declare the life of Jesus, the plan of God. And you've been going through a lot of stuff for the last 3 or 4 or 5 years, but you push your way through with the grace of God. You persevere. You've been diligent. You've been holding the bloodstained blood of Christ up to the nations of the earth. And I'm sure the Lord is aware of your commitment to this gospel and to his kingdom. And most of all, you know, you held fast to the Elijah message. You didn't let it go. And you didn't let people, because they slide away and do other things and slide through and go other way, you still held your ground, held your ministry and your call, and you held your post and your standard, and you held to the Elijah message coming in these last days, of Elijah coming, and telling the people about the coming of Christ and Elijah to awaken the world. And you've been holding fast because you told people, many people have come through the Elijah Message Church group and just slide away and sometimes go away or fall away or just weak or just could not hold their ground. But you held your ground, and so that's something to be spoken of, because we both have seen many people have come to this work of the kingdom, and they are no longer apart. They just couldn't endure. They couldn't overcome. They couldn't stand for one reason. I'm not condemning. I'm just saying what took place. So we want to give high praise and thanksgiving for you. You're still standing. Hallelujah. You're still standing tall. So I just want to say this because it's not always easy in these last days to declare the full counsel of God when people within and without may get in your way, you know.
Amen. Amen, brother. Amen.
So I just want to commend you to keep going, and may the Lord grace you grace and power and might and strength and renew you. And my prayers with you. I'm going to try to be with you on some of these things more in the near future, on your time joining with you, letting you know, and we're standing together. I will be persevering to get to with you on those times, on some of those signs. Haven't been done it lately, been so timetable and different things, but I'm going to make a real effort. Okay, because we started out together on this broadcast, and we started with this Johnny, and we made a covenant, and we knew it was going to be a fight and a struggle to persevere, to declare the end time gospel of Jesus Christ and the plan and the coming of Elijah. So we knew it was going to be a fight and a struggle. And so sometimes there's two of us still standing. So, and we thank God for the women of God, the two women who is Christopher also. And I'm grateful. And I don't flatter people. I don't believe in flattering people. I've never been a flatterer. I just tell it like it is. You can take it and lump it or throw it up, whatever. I do it all for the love of God and the love of people and love of the kingdom. Sometimes I offend. Sometimes I'm a little abrasive. But the Lord is still making me, molding me, and he's making improvement and refining me. So I'm just like John the Baptist. Don't care if you don't like it. I'm going to tell you.
Amen.
All right. Now, one of my favorite ministries on this night of basically this have been calling this women's missionary women's nights and the sisters' night, but one it was a minister in Chicago, one of my favorite. I had about three ministers in Chicago, a lot of churches. So you always have your favorite people that encourage to your grace, and that's one man that he was tough like leather. Everybody, a lot of people said you many knew of him. His name was Apostle R. Mitchell, and he's been passed away now about five years now. I guess it's been 5 or 6 years. But he used to come on the radio, and Sundays, and
sometime in the daytime. His wife would come on the daytime. He had his wife, you know, was so great about it. They was a teamwork, and it's nothing like teamwork. His wife would come on Saturday, and he would come on Sunday night. And they were working like a team. His wife and husband team was always, you know, I admire that when I see a woman and person working together. Now, I'm not going to condemn whether a woman is an overseer, a bishop, and all. I'm not going to get into that stuff. I'll leave that alone right there. That takes 4 or 5 broadcasts, brother. We'll get into that.
Amen. So, amen.
I'm going to say, I'm going to put it this way as we go on. Jesus said, whoever is for me is not against me. He did against me is not against me. So I can say that whether I believe, I'm going to say this. Whether I believe that women are called to be bishops and elders and apostles, I'm going to put it this way. Like Jesus says, he told his disciples when they found other disciples casting out devils, they were not a part of their group, in crowd group, which they didn't know anything about. So the 12 apostles, they saw these men casting out devils. And they come back to Jesus and told Jesus, make them quit casting out devils. They're not a part of our group. And Jesus said to them, put it this way. This is the way he put it in my own words. Mind your business. You do what I tell you to do. If they're doing casting out devils, they're doing a good work. So if they're not against me, then, hey, if they're not, they're doing something good, casting out devils. So let them alone. Because they don't belong to your group. You know, we have in our day, you got to belong to their group to be accepted, you know.
Right. Amen.
So the Lord got people working all over the world in many nations, and they're not in our group. So, well, you don't belong to our
Amen.
Group. You know how that goes.
Amen.
You know, and so the devil has kept us apart by our little minor differences, you know. Yeah, there are some major differences that keep people apart, but there's some minor things that shouldn't keep me apart. But here, well, we're glad tonight and rejoice tonight for the opportunity to share. And, brother, you know, I want to tell you, when the devil opposes you and problems just come against you, most times because you're doing a good work. So the devil ain't going to make – he won't bother you if you're not doing a good work mostly. He'll leave you alone. You know,
Amen.
Because you're giving the devil a lot of problems, a lot of headaches and helping and giving news of Christ out there. The devil has been on your case, and he's on Brother Robert Gross when he was with you, and he was really upset because you were giving him heartaches, stomach aches, headaches, back aches, and you were destroying his kingdom, and he was just fighting against you left and right, you and Robert, and you're still standing by the grace of God. So I just want to thank God for you. For your faith, okay?
Amen.
There are many people that could be helping you. We thank for Sister Anderson and Sister Helen. They have the courage. So let's commend these two women.
Amen. I agree, brother.
And Ellen T. has been with us to stand with us, Kingdom of God. And I want to commend them for having the courage. Because everybody don't have it, brother. Okay?
Yeah.
Everybody
Amen.
Don't have it. So
I'm not
putting them down. I'm just saying they don't got it. Amen. Every woman got to do what they do in Christ, I'm saying. But these two women has the audacity to get on the radio and get on the broadcast to speak to the whole world and not fearful, not worry what people say, but stand up for Jesus and that. So I want to commend these two women, Sister Helen Teague, of the right there, Mississippi, and Sister Anderson there in Pennsylvania, who comes on the broadcast with us, who are part of the Church of Christ with the Elijah message. And I'm associated myself personally. I'm associated with the 68 Lacey Road Headquarters Group. And so I'm thankful and grateful that I've chosen the alliance with that group and move forward. By the way, this is the day the Lord has made. Psalms 118 says, this is the day that Yahweh has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to find joy and rejoice in it. Okay. And first of all, I'm going to say the devil is a liar. And the devil is a broke-winged, one-eyed devil liar. Now, I'm going to call him a broke-winged, one-eyed, deceiving, mind, child-killing, pain-giving, destroying, no-good, rotten devil. I'm going to call him all them names because all those names fit him. And I call him in the name of Jesus. And when Michael and the angels threw him out of heaven and threw him out of heaven, they broke his wing, his eye. He got one eye, one socket eye, brother. He got a good whooping, so let's rejoice. Let's rejoice in it. Hallelujah. The Lord is our sun and our shield and our rock. Amen. Our hiding place. So we rejoice that when he got kicked out, he don't look good, brother. He don't look like a first-class pimp no more. Okay?
Amen.
He looked, okay. I mean, the Lord is my son, my shield, my rock, and my deliverer. And I got angels standing all around me with swords, Satan. Big swords. Big swords. Amen. Thank God. Now, we have this short time, and we want to exalt Jesus and the gospel. And we invite our sisters, if they are available. Of course, they got families. I want to say this, Sister Eli, Sister Anderson and Sister Helen got families and children, so a lot of time they may not be able to come on and join with us. I understand it because they got family obligations and husbands, and so they got to take care of their husbands and their kids and grandchildren and the mission that they got. So I commend them if they are busy, and I'm grateful still for them and for the prayers of people who are buying, who I won't say they're scared to come on. What word would I use, brother?
Very hesitant.
Hesitant, feel that they're not worthy or not capable. I know some of them are just scared. I know some of them are scared. I'm not putting you down, but I know what fear, and we all have to learn how to get rid of fear. If you're going to continue in anything in life, you have to deal with your fear, your fears, and your doubt. And if you don't get rid of your fears and your doubts, whether it's anything in life or anything, it will corral you and hinder you. So you have to overcome, get rid of your fears and your doubts. And the first one is, well, I'm not worthy. I can't do nothing. I don't know. I'm capable. This is the thing that hinders many people when they're on a task. And sometimes maybe they're not fully equipped, but when God calls you to a task, he helps you to get ready. He helps you to equip yourself and develop. But he want to use you just where you are. You know, he want to start you out just like a young child. You got to make a step. In Christ, you got to make that step of faith. Some don't want to come to the broadcast because they got a greater work to do, Brother Nate. So we'll be hearing about them because they don't want, you know, maybe they want to be with us. They God's got them working in another part of the vineyard. I want to hear about the great work they're doing in the vineyard. Don't you want to hear about it?
Amen. Amen.
Huh?
Amen. We want to welcome our sister on here. Okay. God bless you, Sister Helen.
God bless.
Shalom, 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 Miska. Miska.
Amen.
As they say, talking about the family. Miska means my family. So the family of God is getting together today with the Talk Block Radio. We are the family of Christ, and we're so grateful, and we're thankful. We hope your children and grandchildren, you all that have those, we have into your sons and daughters. Let's pray for your children.
Amen.
And your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren.
Yes.
And maybe your neighbor's children who is on your heart. So we're going to put them on the altar of Christ. So we lift our faith and join hands in faith together as one body of believers.
Yes.
And Jesus said, if any two of you, we. And so it's two or three or a thousand. We come in agreement for the children of each person, our homes, our own children, our own grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and our neighbor's children. Dear Jesus, I know you love the children so dearly when you was on the earth. The children that's so dear to you, they ran to you, Lord Jesus. Everywhere they saw you, they ran to you. They suffer little children to come unto me. And you want them to come to you early before the devil can get them. And Lord Jesus, Amen. We ask you to remember our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, and our neighbors' children whose mothers and fathers not able to give them help and light like they ought to. But we thank you that you give them surrogate
Amen.
Mothers and fathers to help them along the way. We are grateful, and let us, I know you see the children, they're suffering much, see the agony and the rejection and the hurt that our children receive, many of them, unwanted,
yeah.
rejected, cast away, unloved, uncared for. Lord, make a deliverance. Send a revival among
yeah.
the young children. Send a yeah. Holy Ghost move to astound the world, confound the world. Raise up children at 5 and 4 years old and start speaking mightily through them and using
yeah.
them in the Holy Ghost. Confound the
yeah.
world because the grown-up folks won't do it. Lord, raise up children. Us grown-up people, we're all kind of hesitant, but let the children show us the way. Raise
yeah,
up a band.
Yeah.
Raise up a mighty band. Breathe on them in the Holy Ghost, wherever nation they be, in the orphan home, but in the widows on the street home, out of the drug house, the children being taken by the parents in the drug house and alcohol. Lord, bring them deliverance. Send angels. Send ministering angels right now. Disperse mighty angels to minister
yeah.
to these children and help them to come to know their purpose in Christ. And, Lord, raise up a Holy Ghost band of children around the world.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Shut.
Thank
Breathe.
You, Lord.
Let the grown
yeah.
folks, the adults who don't know how to do it and trust you, show us the way through our young
yeah.
children in Jesus' name and bring them out of darkness. Huh? In the Lord shut. Thank you for
yeah.
it. And we believe you that you will do it because you love the little children. Amen.
Yeah.
And amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. All right.
Thank you.
Glad to have you, sister.
Amen.
And hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And, you know, the children, the little children,
mm-hmm.
years ago, I saw it was going to be a band of little children around the world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, young ones between 4 and 5 and 6
mm-hmm.
and 7.
Yes.
Wow. They're going to
yes.
wow us.
Thank you, Lord.
They're going to show up the grown folks.
Amen.
Jesus is going to do a mighty, mighty work and miracle to many of the little children around the world.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
He might even get our children. He wants us to put our
Amen.
Children on the altar. Our grandchildren, keep them on the altar. Our great-grandchildren, our neighbor children, keep them on the altar. Hallelujah, God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And release the blood of Jesus. Release the word of God on their lives. Prophesy over their lives. Speak to their lives.
Thank you, Lord.
Into their lives, the word of will of God, and speak the devil out of their lives and the plan
Amen.
Of sin out of their lives. We can cancel the plan of the devil over these children.
Cancel
his words over them. And we can implant and part God's will. You can speak and prophesy. So thus said the Lord. We speak the word and declare it over their lives.
Yes,
and cancel
Lord.
The works of the devil. That
That's right.
Broke wing, one eye, no good, snake, creep crawling devil. Hate him.
Amen.
He's a second class pimp now. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
he ain't
you,
no
Lord.
First class. He done got knocked down to a second class. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. I wish I could have been there when Michael threw him out and
mm-hmm.
broke his wing and all his hosts. Jesus said, you know what Jesus said about the devil when he's telling his disciples in Luke 10? He said, I saw the devil falling from heaven like lightning. Brother, he must have been going fast, wasn't it? Right? I mean, he must have been kicked out real fast. But he was going like lightning.
Yeah.
Jesus said.
Amen.
How fast is lightning, brother? He said, Jesus, I saw him falling from heaven like lightning.
That's pretty fast
was,
there, brother.
Huh?
That's pretty fast
that's
there.
That's pretty fast there. That's faster than a jet there. That's almost faster than a jet. Zoom! You know how light hit? Zoom! Just like that. Jesus said, I saw him going down, down, down. Now he's down there messing with us now, right?
That's right.
Amen.
Now we got to kick his, well, Amen. Well, we got to do it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, give
yes.
me power to tread down the enemy. I put it that way. Lucifer, tread down the enemy. Pull down. Mm-hmm. Cast down. Cast out. Jesus used the expression, pull down, Apostle Paul. Pull down, cast out, and tread down. That's some awful things that the Christian's supposed to do, right?
That's right. Amen.
Wait. Hey, you think we got it backwards? Are the Christians supposed to be running or the devil's supposed to be running? How the hell
is it? The devil's supposed to be running.
Is it wait a minute now. You know, the Christians, are they supposed to be living in fear? Or is the devil and the demons supposed to be scared? I mean, what how does that go?
The devil and the demons.
Huh?
The devil and the demons supposed to be scared.
Whoa, brother, we got to wake up, get up, because the wrong people are scared. I mean, look like a lot of people that are Christians that are scared, Lord, walking in fear and walking in apprehension and kind of fret, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord expects what he says in Joshua 1 when he come to meet the giants, and they were a type of the demon's army. And these 9, 10 foot, 11, 12 feet giants in the land of Canaan. And the Lord God said to Joshua, be strong. Now, he's about to face these 12 feet giants, okay, demonic children. I call them demonic children. He's about to face Joshua. Moses, he done got out. His problem, he gone to heaven. He gone to paradise. Now, Joshua is left to take them over and face the seven nations and face the giants. The giants. The Nephilim children. He'll face, brother, when David faced this 10-foot giant called Goliath, 11-foot or something like that, and he was, you know, influenced by the power of Satan. He's the offspring, the second generation of children of Satan, the demons. But let's hear. Joshua, the word Joshua means my salvation. It's the same name that in the Hebrew means the same thing as Jesus, Joshua, meaning my salvation. So Joshua cross is given an assignment after Moses has finished his task, and he laid hands on Joshua and gave him authority and ordained him. He is to take the children of Israel over, and he's got to face all these giants, brother, in the land.
Amen.
And as the first, and he's about, he, you know, God, the goodness, why couldn't you let Moses stay around? Let him face these giants. Joshua has been prepared, and he has been trained by Moses. He was the second right hand of Moses. So now he's anointed, ordained, and assigned. And he said, Joshua, when crossing Jordan to possess the land of promise, you look at it in Joshua. He said, Yah spoke to Joshua, be strong. He spoke into his life, sister. Sister Helen.
Amen.
He spoke over his life through Moses into his life. Then he spoke again, gave him another impartation. He says before he got to take the journey over the Jordan to meet these giants, possess their inheritance, he says, he spoke into Joshua, be strong.
Amen.
Be very courageous.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you don't believe that this means anything, he spoke it three times.
Mm-hmm.
Three impartation, anointing, and declaring. He said, be very courageous. Be not dismayed. So he took this dismay and anxiety away. He said, be not dismayed. Don't worry about the giants. And, you know, in the back of mind, he said, worry about these hard-headed Israelites you got to deal with.
Uh-huh.
You know? Other people you got to deal with a lot of times. It's just like dealing with church people. A lot of times you get more trouble from church people than you get from sinners. You know that? Amen. Amen. I'll leave that alone. I'll leave that alone. Jesus had more problem with the religious people than he had with the sinners most times. You know that?
Amen.
Amen.
You know where Jesus' most problems came from? From the religious people.
Mm-hmm.
The scribes and the Pharisees. They wanted people to set the law. And so it is today. Sometimes in working for law, you'll get more, a lot of times you'll get a little problem with church people. That may not, well, I know that it is what it is. But now, spoke into Joshua, another, he released, he said, Joshua, be strong. As I was with Moses, so I'll be with you. Now, the first thing he said to the class is, as I was with Moses, I will be with you.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave Joshua a sign that I was with you. As he crossed the water, the river, the water, what happened when he put his foot in the water to cross over Jordan? The river divided.
Uh-huh.
Just like it did. I said the river divided. The water stood up just like it did in Moses when he brought Israel out. When Joshua crossed the river, the water stood out. And they took the Ark of the Covenant and put their foot, and it was crossed the Jordan. It departed. The water stood up, and they crossed over. He said, as I was with Moses, so will I be with you. Be very courageous. Be strong. Be not dismayed. Be not dismayed. And he spoke it again. He says, Joshua, be strong.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do, start speaking under the Spirit of God and press speaking over our children, speaking over our grandchildren, speaking over our neighborhood, releasing. It's called the release. Provisional prophecy of legacy. Because we can take back children back from the devil. From the devil's back. We have authority, but we don't often use it because when we do it, it don't always happen or come about immediately, but we can't get discouraged because the Lord may be working something out for days and weeks and months. So we got to keep faithful to declaring that word is coming to pass. And we plant it, you will root the evil one and declare the will of God in their lives like a seed you're planting in their lives. So he spoke into Joshua. He said, Joshua, be strong. Be very courageous. Be not dismayed. I'm with you. I'm with you to do all that I said that I would do. And so, hallelujah. Then he gave Joshua this special angel. Now, the angel was a special angel that was leading the children of Israel because the Lord Jesus, Moses says, when he got in trouble, he said, I don't want the angel to be with me. I want you. And notice when Moses said in Exodus 32, no, I want you to go with us. The angel was leading the children of Israel for 40 years, but then Moses got down and said, listen, the angel is good, and the cloud is over by day and by night, but I want your presence to go with us. You in person. I want you in person to go with me into the land. Now, the angel messenger that coming today, the Elijah, he says he's going to labor in the vineyard with us. But then you read the angel's message. It says, the angel says, I'm going to labor in the vineyard with you. But then later on in the word of the Lord, he says, Jesus said, I'm also going to labor with you. So we got Jesus said, I'm going to labor in the vineyard with you. I'm going to labor with you. Hallelujah. Now, that's double news, isn't it?
Amen. Amen.
So he imparted to Joshua three things. I didn't think about it till a few minutes. I wouldn't even think about Joshua until I got on the phone. I wouldn't even think about Joshua.
Okay.
I wouldn't even think about Joshua until a few minutes ago. So God will drop something in you. In a moment's notice, he'll drop something in you. Most. All right. You think you're going to go on another path? I had dropped out a few things. And all of a sudden, you know, dropped about Joshua, what he imparted to Joshua, and how we need to impart to our children. And the little shikandarable sata. And our children, Elo Shah. We need to speak with authority because we are what? Made in the image and the likeness of Christ. We are sons. We are not religious people. We got to get rid of that religious junk. That religious spirit. and know that we are sons and daughters and heirs and joint heirs in the family of God. Hallelujah. People have good intentions, but they may turn and understand who they are, what Christ made them. That's why we can speak. You know why we can speak? Because Jesus said in the 11th chapter, what Mark says, he trained his disciples, and he was teaching them about the fig tree. He spoke to the fig tree. And he spoke to the fig tree, went to get some fruit off the tree, and the tree didn't have no fruit. And Jesus spoke to the tree and said, he cursed the tree. Well, you're not doing anything, so I'm going to curse you. And the disciples came back a little later on. They saw the tree withered. They didn't see anything that happened immediately. So if you don't see anything immediately, don't lose faith.
Amen.
If you don't see it manifested until months and years later, don't lose faith.
Amen.
If God is working, he don't work everything immediately. You can see it. He's working behind the scenes. And your eyes can't see it in the natural. So keep the faith. So Joshua, I got it all under control. Just going over. I'm going to be with you. Don't worry about the giants. I'm with you. I got it under. Don't look at the 9 feet, the 10 feet, the 12. Night. Look at me. Look at how tall I am. See? See,
amen.
We look at the problem, how bad the problem is. But we need
amen.
To look at Jesus and see how tall he is above the problem.
Amen.
That, Lord, you're taller than the problem. You're bigger than the problem. You're greater than the problem. You're mightier than the problem. I'm looking at the problem. And you're 1,000 times taller than the problem.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
amen.
He is. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
Keep your eyes not on the problem. Keep your eyes on the problem solver.
Amen.
The problem solver. Problem solver. Sin in every chapter of Mark. If thou shalt say to yonder mountain, Mark 11:20. What are these people doing talking to a mountain? Are they not lost? Jesus said, see that mountain that thou shalt say to yonder mountain.
Mm-hmm.
What? If thou shalt say to that yonder mountain, be removed.
Be removed.
And cast into the sea.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
Amen.
Well, wow.
Yeah.
Well, wow.
Amen.
We lose faith when we don't see it manifestation of it immediately. We have to have what is called enduring, holding fast faith. Now, I've lost some things because I didn't see things happen immediately, so I let my doubt come in because I didn't see it manifested immediately. And so the devil is smart. He said, well, don't you see? First thing the devil, when you speak, the first thing the devil goes, well, don't you see? Ain't nothing happened. Don't you see? See,
amen.
The devil wants us to get into seeing instead of believing.
Amen.
I said, the devil wants us to get to look to seeing instead of still believing.
Mm-hmm.
Still believing.
Uh-huh.
See, it won't come to pass unless we still believe it.
Yeah, got to believe. Yeah.
It may be coming to pass, but we let the faith go because it's been 3 months, 4 months, or 5 months.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
10 years.
Hold
10 years.
Confession, and it takes some struggle to hold fast because the devil is a busy bee working on your mind and your thoughts. See,
mm-hmm.
see. Jesus said, I didn't tell you to see. I told you, believe.
Believe. Yes. Amen.
Believe in your heart and doubt not. Because here come the enemy. Don't you see?
Amen.
Jesus told you to see. He said, speak and believe. Let me bring it to pass.
Amen.
In my season. Will you plant a seed immediately?
No.
You have to cultivate that seed before it manifests. Even though it's something is happening under the ground, you don't see it, but it's growing.
It.
Well, I don't see nothing.
Hallelujah.
I don't see nothing. But you plant the seed, you keep cultivating it. You have to keep cultivating your faith. You have to keep cultivating your faith. You have to keep cultivating your faith.
Amen.
Wow. Then why that seed break forth? Oh, wow, it's breaking forth. But it took a while for that seed, could produce, could it?
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right,
yes.
We got about, I was going to talk about a little bit about the time. I had jotted a few notes a few minutes ago, about 35 minutes, jotted a few notes about the time. So, Sister Allison, welcome.
Amen. Oh, thank God. Thank you, brothers. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Helen.
I say hello to Brother Anderson, the servant, mm-hmm. the quiet man. You know, saying that when he says something, it's like a thunderbolt.
Yes.
I remember all his words, you know.
I remember
his good words. He would get on me some case sometimes. I said, man, I thank him for all for getting on me. I appreciate it. Tell him I appreciate it. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
All right now. Thank you for your being courageous, women of God. I want to commend you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord knows the way.
Yes.
He knows the way. Now.
Amen.
You know, when we got on the radio on Chicago back years ago, and well, we've been in Chicago, we went on radio for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I said it over again to let you know that God want to encourage everybody to use what they got. Say, use what God has given. Use what you got.
Yeah.
Use what you got.
Amen.
What God has given, use it. I don't care how small it is. Use it for the glory. The only way it's going to grow, the only way God's going to give you more, that you're going to have to sow the seeds you got, right?
Right. Amen.
If you want it to grow, you got to use it and you got to plant it. Is that right? Because it's not going to produce unless you use what you got. Now the seed is so small, insignificant, but it can that little seed it can produce a whole vineyard, Brother Nate. Just one little seed.
Amen.
And so the devil tell you how insignificant you are. We on this running this broadcast, and people say, "Oh, it's just insignificant." Well, you just keep on thinking how you think. I'm going to thank that God thing.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to keep planting the seed. I don't, hey.
Amen.
You go plant your seed in doubt somewhere else. If I ain't got it, I ain't going to receive it.
Amen.
I said, you go plant your seed in doubt in another ground because I'm not accepting it.
My Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. If you got,
yes,
well,
you
ain't on the radio or nothing, what radio are you on?
Mm-hmm.
What broadcast you on?
That's so true. Thank you.
I'm going to say something like Mr. Mitchell just said, you need to shut your mouth. If you're not going to use it for God's glory, then be still.
Amen.
If you're not going to open your mouth and use it for God's glory, then we ought to be still, aren't we?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Well,
thank
I love you,
you
too, three, because you are standing your ground. May the God grant power and might to you, like he told Joshua, be strong, be courageous, and be bold.
Amen. Yes.
Be not afraid.
Thank
be
you,
be not
Jesus.
Fearful, but be strong, I say unto you. And he told Joshua three times, be strong, be courageous, be strong, be courageous. So I'm telling you, be strong, be courageous, be bold. I know the Church of Christ. In Elijah message, God is working in the background.
Amen.
And I believe, this is my Brother Lee saying this, in September 15th of this year, something miraculous has begun to happen in September 15th. But I get a strong unction that something took place in the middle of September that's taking place in the kingdom from above.
Mm-hmm.
Concerning,
yeah.
Hallelujah, my
yeah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Something
is happening. Yes, Lord.
In the spirit realm. You may not see it in the natural realm,
mm-hmm.
but that's all right. You have to discern it in the spirit realm.
Man.
You have to look beyond the natural and see what God is, what Jesus is forming and beginning in the spiritual realm before it hits and manifests itself. I see a great wonder miracle beginning in the Church of Christ, but I see a miracle happen in America, a change in 1715 that we don't see that began. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'll
leave
that part alone. Hallelujah.
Yes,
what the Lord is giving you, each of you, is valuable. Now, I will say this because the enemy has cheated me out of many things because I let
mm-hmm.
him. I'm not going to blame nobody
mm-hmm.
else.
Uh-huh.
The enemy has cheated me out of many things. I let him, being ignorant. But that's okay. Jonah had to make up what? Jonah had to make up
mm-hmm.
in a 3-day
yep.
journey in one day.
Yes. Amen.
He was doing some making up time. He ran to America. He was behind 3 days. In 1 day, he made the journey. 1 day. He made up for the 3 days. Okay. Lord, help us to make up today.
Help us.
Help
us to make up.
As you did.
Help
us to make up.
Yes, come on.
Help us to make up today.
Help us
to make
up
the time.
Oh, yes, come on.
Help us to make up the time, Lord. Hallelujah,
yes,
in our ignorance and our pride. Help us to make up, Lord
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Help us to make up the time as the prophet Jonah did.
Yes.
Now, some things the Church of Christ is behind on in the Elijah message. We're going to have to make up the time. The Lord is going to do something supernatural to make up the time and the loss. And the devil
yeah.
is alive. The
Amen.
Devil is rebuked. The
yeah,
devil
he
think he's got the up, but he's a liar. The devil think
Amen.
That he's going to win, but
Amen.
He's a liar.
He's
a liar.
Amen.
When they thought it was, you know, when the disciples thought it was all over, they went back to fishing. After 3.5 years almost walking with Jesus, they went back to fishing. Went back to their job.
Yeah.
On that first day of the week, everybody thought that Jesus had lost. It was all over with. He was just a flake. Ain't nothing. I thought he was the one. We thought he was the one. It's all over with. And Jesus, our Messiah, on that third day, the angels made an announcement. And the angel is making an announcement in this day when they think it's all over.
Amen.
The angel Lord is coming this day to make another announcement in the end time.
Yes,
the angel at the tomb, the two of them, one of them was in one place, they said two angels, then one said one angel, was at the tomb, said, "Why are you looking for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen
there.
Just like he said. Go tell his disciples."
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
"He is alive and he is risen and goes before them."
Yeah.
They thought it was, everybody thought it was over. The Jews thought it was over. The Romans thought it was over. His disciples thought it was over. His family, most of them, only a few who was holy. But they thought it was over with. It looked so dark and gloom. We thought he was the one. We thought Jesus, he was the one. Israel was now back in a double place of darkness and despair. So we're going to look at the Church of Christ. No, it ain't over, baby.
Not over. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I don't care how flaky it looks. It ain't over with, Brother Nate.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I said it's not over.
Not
Amen.
Over.
Because his word is going out of his mouth. He can't take it back.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord done spoke about that. The Church of Christ will never be destroyed. I mean, many people may be, but the Church of Christ is not going to be destroyed, baby. It ain't over with yet.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. All those that could not endure in faith. Well, yeah, it may be looking like what it looked like, but you got to look beyond that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right. I don't know. Thank you, Jesus, for this day. Well, we got 15 minutes, brother Nate.
Got 9 minutes left, brother.
All right, we got to give my 9 minutes to my dear sisters. I'm sorry. No, I don't apologize. No, I take that back.
You got to do what you got to do. Amen.
All right, dear sisters, I'll give you all your 9 minutes. This is the women of God, and speak to anybody, to the world, to the nations, to whoever you want to speak to, the president, the governor, the mayor, whatever you want to release word, whether you want to speak to, it's up to you.
Amen. I just thank the Lord for the conversation that had went on tonight. And you know what? I just truly thank the Lord, you know that how when Brother Lee was talking, and you know the Lord just turned it around, and you know, and he began to speak about speaking, you know, to the children and to your children's lives. I just thank the Lord, you know, like on yesterday, you know, how the Lord blessed me to be able to talk to these two little girls. And, you know, and I told her, I said, I have a package in my car for you. And so I had her a little book about Moses and one about Elijah. And she said, I know about Elijah. And she said, but I don't know anything about Moses. And so I gave her that book and began to tell her, you know, about the life of Moses. And she was saying, she said, I don't understand. And, you know, and I was telling her, I said, you go on and you just read it this weekend and come back. We'll talk about it. And, you know, and I just thank God, you know, that how you when you begin to impart the word of God to children, they be so interested in what you are saying. And, you know, and they are so quick to believe, you know, what you say as an adult. And you know what, I thank God, what I thank the Lord how he enlightened me tonight, you know, because of the things that I see that go on in these little children's lives, working with them every day. And you be praying for them, and you see things that you didn't see, you know, like when your children was coming up, that these children are doing today. And you know what, and I just truly thank God, you know, for that, you know, for these little children, you know, even though you might get frustrated with them and can't hardly stand the spirit, but you know what, God always have a message, you know, for you to show you and teach you how to handle these little kids. And I thank God for that. Thank God, you know, even for my job, that my supervisor, she don't mind me talking to them about God, and she don't mind me bringing my blessed oil in there, anointing their head with oil. And you know what?
Wow.
I thank God, so even for that door being open,
Amen.
To be able to go in, even work them more with amongst these little children, and to give to teach them. God, teach them, you know, about Jesus Christ and his purpose.
Yeah.
And I thank God for how he turned that message around tonight.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank him and I praise the Lord Christ Jesus for his truth, the truthness of his word. And I just thank him and I praise him because as the brother was speaking, once the word go out, that's it. It cannot change. And he was talking about when you plant a seed, you do not see the results of it right then and there. And I can witness to that because I'm telling you, it's been years back in the 80s that when the Lord spoke to me about my husband and said that he was going to save him and he's going to put his words in his mouth. And I just would believe that. I cling to that. And it was 10 years before I saw some results. And I just thank and I praise the Lord that Jesus is true to his word. And I thank him that I've had the opportunity to work with some young people. They're drug addicts and alcoholics, and they're on all kinds of drugs that they can tell you how to even make it. They can tell you the recipe. And they're always saying that serenity prayer. And I just let them know, you got to believe it when you say it. You got to believe it. not just saying something out of your mouth. And this one guy said, well, sometimes people, you know, they relapse five times before they really get real. And it's like you don't have to. You don't have to relapse five times. You can be saved from drug and alcohol right now. You got to believe it. It's a serenity prayer. You got to believe what you're saying out of your mouth, because I'm telling you, Jesus Christ is real and his word is true. So when you pray that prayer, believe it. Believe it and get it down in your heart. And I just thinking, and I praise the Lord, because, you know, the brother was talking about things happening in September, and that was one of the things that came about in September that I was able to get into this program to work with these young people that's drug and alcohol addicted. And I thank God for it. And the first day when I went to sit in on a session with them, this young lady said, well, I can tell just how you're talking that you're not in recovery. So I said, and I thank God that I'm not in recovery, and that we're all here for a reason. You're here because you're seeking help, and I'm here to try to help you find and get that help that you need. And I just thank God. And this started, one thing that started in September, and the brother was talking about, you know, that the Lord God sent it, and I've been, and I know that you all have too, that the Lord is sending. He's getting these young people ready. I mean, young. I mean, when they just now beginning to talk, that they can talk about Jesus. And I just think it up to the Lord. And I just want to mount up, because you know what? Somebody going to be moved, because that word said that he can't get you. He'll raise them up a rock. I don't want to be moved. I do not want to be moved. I just think and I praise the Lord for the word.
Amen.
Okay. We ended the brother today. We thank God. The grace of God may bound to everyone out there. In Jesus' name.
Amen. And we do thank God for the blessed broadcast. We thank God for all you've been listening. Don't forget, tomorrow night we have another broadcast. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. So once again, we're grateful for the Lord for this opportunity to deliver this message. We thank God for all of you, as for Brother Lee, Brother Nate, Sister Anderson, Sister Tig. We love you all. God bless you. God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Amen. We love you.
Amen.